This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Nathan Burke. The World Health Organization's Europe director has urged people to remain vigilant and continue taking basic precautions as the prospect of coronavirus vaccinations nears. Dr. Hans Kluge said the virus still has the potential to do enormous damage unless people do everything in their power to stop its spread.
The vaccine is not here today. Not everyone will receive it when it arrives. Therefore, it is imperative that we continue to practice basic protective behaviors, such as mask wearing.
Europe has been a focus of resurgent infections this fall, with many countries imposing new shutdowns. Kluge said that the number of new cases reported in Europe declined last week for the third consecutive week, but the region still accounts for 40% of new global cases. He added that while cases are declining slightly in Western Europe, the hardest hit countries are now in the continent's south and east. The U.S. Supreme Court is ordering a review of California's rules on indoor religious services in areas hit hard by the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Most of California is now under heightened restrictions amid a sharp rise in virus cases, including a ban on indoor singing and chanting. A federal district court had rejected a challenge to the limits from a ministry with more than 160 churches across the state. The Supreme Court has thrown out that ruling and ordered a review while leaving the restrictions in place for now. That comes after the high court split 5-4 last week in holding that New York cannot enforce certain attendance limits at churches and synagogues. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan said Thursday that at least 2,783 of its soldiers were killed during its recent conflict with Armenian forces over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Azerbaijan, who until now had not disclosed any of its military losses in the conflict, also revealed that more than 100 of its troops were still missing. The conflict broke out at the end of September and came to a halt on November 10th when a Russian-brokered peace deal ushered in a ceasefire. Huge amounts of territory in Nagorno-Karabakh, previously controlled by ethnic Armenians, were handed over to Azerbaijan. Baku forces also captured areas it had previously lost in an earlier war during the 1990s. Armenia is yet to disclose a final death toll for its military, but a health ministry official confirmed in the middle of last month that at least 2,317 soldiers had been killed.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The airline that carried the most passengers in Europe last year is signaling confidence in Boeing and the eventual return of air travel. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Boeing company is getting a big boost from Ireland-based discount airlines Ryanair, which is purchasing 75 more of the retooled 737 MAX jets. The announcement seen as a shot in the arm for Boeing. The planes were grounded last year after two crashes that killed 346 people.
This is the most scrutinized, most audited aircraft in history.
Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary touted the plane's advantages.
It burns 16% less fuel per seat.
And expressed confidence that customers will return as virus vaccines become more widely available.
We intend to accelerate the recovery of traffic, tourism, and jobs.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped but remains high. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 712,000 workers applied for jobless claims last week. That's down from 787,000 the week before. But another sign that many employers are cutting jobs as the economy remains under stress from the coronavirus. The number of people who are continuing to receive state unemployment benefits dropped from 6.1 million to 5.5 million. That means some of the unemployed have found jobs, but it also indicates that many jobless Americans have used up their benefits. Mike Hemp in Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday declined to say whether he still had confidence in Attorney General William Barr after the Department of Justice chief this week said there was no sign of major fraud in last month's presidential election. Trump lost to Democrat Joe Biden, but has refused to concede and is fighting to overturn the result.